This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says Turkey agreed to a five-day ceasefire, that is, to allow for the withdrawal of Kurdish forces from northeastern Syria. Pence made the announcement at a news conference Thursday after more than 4 hours of talks at the presidential palace in Ankara.
The Turkish side will pause Operation Peace Spring in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
Speaking in Texas, President Donald Trump called the ceasefire a great day for everyone involved.
It's a great day for the United States. It's a great day for Turkey. It's a great day for our partners who have really worked. I mean, a lot of people question some of them. I'm not questioning anybody. They really did. The Kurds were great. Great day for the Kurds.
Turkish forces only began their attack after Trump had ordered U.S. troops out of the area. Turkey's foreign minister said his country only agreed to pause its offensive and would end the operation only if all Kurdish fighters were out of a 32-kilometer-wide safe zone in Syria. Longtime Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings has died. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The native of Baltimore, Maryland, served as the chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, one of the key panels conducting the impeachment probe into President Donald Trump. He drew Twitter attacks from the president in July during hearings examining Trump administration immigration policies, particularly the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Trump called Cummings a brutal bully and said the congressman's Baltimore district is more dangerous. Cummings defended himself and the district. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more, log on to voanews.com. This is